Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Listen, it's the Bert Show.
So I wish Jeff was here today. He's out in LA, actually, and he's pitching those TV shows in LA. But he obviously is the tech geek, the technology geek on the show.
But he's not an Apple dude.
But he's not an Apple dude. No. But yeah, Melissa Carter is.
He's a PC dude.
Yeah, he's the PC dude.
So I'm a PC guy also, and I'm really not a technology guy. I just don't have a lot of time for it. The learning curve on anything that comes out like that freaks me out because I just don't feel like I've got the time to learn how to use stuff like this. Mm-hmm. So I'm still at the basics. But I know the iPad came out yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And I read about it a whole bunch yesterday. And tell me what the big deal is.
Well, I just think that anytime Apple introduces something, when Steve Jobs is at the helm, that it tends to change the course of where technology goes. Because when, you think about it, the iPhone came out, it was the first touchscreen phone, and now you have several, you know, smartphones that have come out in that direction. And so with the iPad, which I do think, iPad, because I thought it'd be the iTablet or something. But it basically, it's just
iTab would have been
really
cool.
Great name.
Yeah, I think that what they're trying to do is merge a laptop with a smartphone, you know, where.
Isn't a phone.
No, but what I'm saying is that, you know, like a laptop, you have the screen and then you have the keyboard, and he's just trying to get rid of the keyboard and the wire. So it's basically just a big tablet that's a touchscreen that you can do everything on is what the future is leading to.
So you can watch movies on this thing. You can surf the internet on it. You can download books on it also.
You can email.
It's not like the Apple version of the Kindle. It's got more function than that.
More function than the Kindle for sure. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, the Kindle just has books.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm a big Apple head, and all I've ever had is Apple. I've never owned a PC in my life. And so, but one of those things, you know, and Jeff and I were talking about it yesterday, and I said, but it's one of those things that let it come out, let people play with it, find the kinks, find what's missing. Apple will come up with another generation of it, and it'll improve because I've read about how people are, frustrated by there's no camera on it. You know, they can't take pictures with it. They can't do some of the things that they can do, you know, like with their smartphone or even with their laptop. So
here are, I printed this off this morning. This will make more sense to you than it does me. These are the 8 things that suck about the iPad.
The name.
Yeah, that's what we're going to focus on here in a second. But no multitasking. It's a backbreaker. This is supposed to be a replacement for netbooks, but how can it possibly not have multitasking? Like you said, there's no cameras on it. The touch keyboard people are complaining about. So much for Apple revolutionizing tablet inputs. This is the same big, ugly touchscreen keyboard we've seen on other tablets. And unless you're lying on the couch with your knees popping up, it's awkward to use.
Well, and I think people are going to always complain about something new because it's not a laptop. It doesn't fold up. It doesn't fit in your, you know, like I don't think it was meant to sit in your lap necessarily. You know what I mean? Like, I just think it's just trying to introduce new technology where, you know, eventually you get rid of the wires and the keyboard and everything. And it's just one, you know, it's just one thing that you have that can do everything.
And
but obviously it can't do everything yet.
There's no flash on it either. So some of the websites that you go to are really going to feel incomplete because it doesn't support flash.
Which I think is the biggest setback on that.
I wonder why they didn't think of that.
I'm sure they thought of it, but they made a decision to not.
And I think for web programmers, they're getting further away from Flash because everything has to be mobile friendly now. Like, so, because my brother does that in New York, and so he was telling me he just went to, like, some big conference about how, like, everybody in that programming world now is programming for mobile devices. Like, you're not programming, not programming for computers anymore.
Yeah, we just put together.
Like, all that whole Flash, like, all that stuff is kind of antiquated at this point. Like, not antiquated, but it's kind of, the programmers are getting further away from that because of mobile devices and things like this. And
it's really mobile devices are the ones that are behind because it doesn't handle Flash, you know, because I do think that eventually, you know, the mobile devices will get sleek enough to handle it. But, you know,
we just designed a new Burt's Big Adventure website. And one of the top things of mind was people downloading stuff and getting information off of their mobile phones.
Mm-hmm.
And we designed it for that.
Mm-hmm.
So it couldn't support Flash also.
Right.
But it's the name that seems to really be rubbing people the wrong way, especially women. And Apple should be smarter than this.
They should be smarter than this. And I'm sure somebody brought it up. They're smart people.
Mm-hmm.
But pad to a woman means something very different.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't mean notebook.
Yeah.
To us.
It's not something fun to think about.
Yeah. Because I think
it's gross.
And I really think the iPod, iPad, I'm sure that they just thought it would just be, you know, the seamless transition. But yeah, I think iTab would have been
much better.
Much better name.
Much better idea.
Here's Steve Jobs yesterday telling you how great the iPad is.
What this device does is extraordinary. You can browse the web with it. It is the best browsing experience you've ever had. It's phenomenal to see a whole web page right in front of you, and you can manipulate with your fingers.
So there he is on stage for a while last night, and he's telling everybody how great this thing is. Now, this is pretty interesting. Mad TV, which isn't even a TV show anymore, predicted, they were doing a parody, and they called it the iPad, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And it was a funny skit back then, and it was pretty much playing off the name of iPad, which is exactly your concern about this whole thing.
The
that women,
pad, right.
That
right.
Women hear the word pad, and it has a completely different meaning, right?
Totally.
Lindsay, great job in the sales meeting. Hey, do you have a pad I can borrow?
Sure, here you go.
No, you know, the other kind of pad.
I can't believe you still use maxi pads.
I know, I have a narrow cervix, and so it's painful for me to insist.
No. I meant, why use a maxi pad when there's the new iPad from Apple?
iPad?
With the new iPad, I just hook up my Apple to my peach, and I can download protection
There's a cord going up her skirt.
Leading up.
That. And with wireless Bluetooth technology, iPad sets you up for fast uploading without all that water bloating.
Oh, wow, that's great. But what if my computer has a virus?
Don't worry. Each iPad comes pre-installed with vaginal firewall protection.
So it's the same thing that you guys were concerned about? Because you know somebody in that meeting? Because I'm assuming there are 15 people around a table, and they're all trying to figure out exactly what they're going to call this thing. And it's a bunch of dudes mostly, but there's one or two women in the room too, maybe half. And they express their concerns, but the guys are like, oh, you're overthinking that.
Now, we've been in meetings with men and women in the meeting, and once a guy has his mindset, you know,
then that's
somebody
it.
In the room who may not be in the room has his mindset on something, it doesn't matter what you say, he's going to know this is what it's going to be called.
Well, we talked about it when we were creating the new Entertainment Buzz thing, and the guys were coming up with all kinds of stuff, and so the first thing that came back was the big voice guy, if it's rumored, leaked or blah blah blah, then you'll hear it in Jen Hobby. And I said, leaked is really not the word we want to start with,
right?
On Q100,
like, again, a whole different meaning.
So we changed it.
So we changed. Bert was like, I would have never even thought of that. I'm like, yeah, we can't lead with if it's leaked.
Yeah.
No.
And when it comes to technology, most women like are going to look toward the Apple at least, if not buy it. And so, yeah, that was kind of dumb.
Listen to the women in the office.
That's
dude.
Right.
This is The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.